Hi, good morning, Bill.
What is going on this week? You got to be thinking graduation here, right?
Yes. All right. Very, very big week for our students.
All right.
Looks like we're going to have a few beautiful days of nice spring weather here. Full week of activities. Hopefully there will be no more cancellations or rescheduling our spring events. Today we have varsity girls golf at Perham and our boys varsity golf at Barnesville. Also this evening we've got our student showcase night for grades 5 through 12 at 5 o'clock at our high school. Come on out and see what great work our students have been doing in their academics and in their exploratories. I believe there will also be a late supper that will be served. Tomorrow we've got track and field at Pelican Rapids. Girls golf will go to DGF, and we've got a couple home events, a softball doubleheader versus Pelican Rapids, and baseball taking on Lake Park Audubon. Wednesday, we've got our senior awards and scholarship night that will be in our high school auditorium. Very prestigious night for our graduating seniors. And also our 5th and 8th grade choir and band will have a concert in our high school gym. Then Thursday, boys golf will be at Barnesville, girls golf at Perham, and a rescheduled track meet at Ada Borup. Then Friday, softball will have a doubleheader at Barnesville. And Friday is our last day for our seniors.
Unbelievable. You know, it just seems like you and I just started talking about the school year this year. Now we're talking graduation. Yeah, it goes quick.
Yes.
Christy, anything else you want to add this morning before we wrap it up?
Well, lots of field trips and excitement for all of our students with the upcoming end of the school year. And of course, we want to congratulate our graduating class of 2023. Our graduation ceremony will be Sunday at 2 p.m. in our high school gym.
All right. Now, I should have covered this with you before. Is this going to be our last report for the year?
Oh, well, I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, it kind of snuck up on me, too. So if it is.
Yeah, you know, we still have school in session for another week or two here.
Okay.
So I think we will probably have one more.
Okay. Well,
that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Always love talking with you on Mondays, Christy. We'll catch up next week, okay?
Sounds great. You take care.
You too. That is Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent. Breckenridge School News, you can hear it every Monday at this time at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It is time once again for Point of Law, and that is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Since there is a time limit for most civil suits, does that time start to run when you make your first demand? That was the question before the court in the case of the bothersome bivalves. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Oliver Carson had spent 15 years tending bar in a large city. Oliver's wife had died recently, and he found it hard raising his 14-year-old son, John.